Watch, Paris protesters storm BlackRock building, dump dead rats at City Hall. By Kurt Zindelka on April 6, 2023. Protesters in Paris stormed a building housing the headquarters of BlackRock amid ongoing demonstrations against President Emmanuel Macron's contentious pension reform plans. Following a breakdown in negotiations between the government and trade unions, railway workers among others took to the streets of France once again on Thursday, with between 600,000 and 800,000 protesters expected across the country. After gathering at the Gare de Lyon train station in Paris, striking activists from the SED Rail and CGT trade union federations descended upon the historic building that previously served as the headquarters for the since-absorbed Crédit Lyonnais Bank, which now is the home to several major financial institutions, including BlackRock, the world's largest asset holder, with some $10 trillion under its management. Entering the building amid a cloud of red smoke from flares at around noon local time, activists occupied the building, singing songs targeting BlackRock, in particular. The activists went on to shout the classic Antifa slogan, anti-capitalist, according to the Le Figaro newspaper. There is only one way out, it is the withdrawal of the law. It is victory, said SUD Rail trade union delegate Fabian Villedieu. According to initial reports, the activists cleared the building largely of their own volition within 20 minutes and left without causing any major damage. However, this was not the only financial institution to draw the ire of the Paris protesters, with activists from the anti-globalization NGO ATTAC occupying the headquarters of the Natixis Bank for approximately 2 hours. The protesters carried a banner reading "Tax fraud seriously harms our pensions," in reference to an investigation into Natixis and four other banks for potential tax fraud by France's National Financial Prosecutor's Office. Protests and union strikes in France began last summer during the beginning of the inflationary and cost-of-living crisis, which came in large part as a result of lockdowns instituted across the world, including in France, which has seen widespread anger among the public over the fact that billionaires, banks, and major businesses saw their balance sheets soar while the average worker was left poorer. The latest insult to the working class in France was the decision by President Macron's government to raise the retirement age to 64 years old using a constitutional loophole to pass it through the National Assembly without a vote after it became clear that it did not have the support of the majority of the parliament. Macron has argued that it is necessary to raise the pension threshold in order to keep the generous welfare program afloat. However, opponents have accused the former Rothschild banker-turned-president of protecting the interests of the elites by not raising taxes on the wealthy to cover the increased costs of the pension scheme. In addition to targeting globalist financial institutions, the protests in Paris also targeted government buildings, including that of City Hall. In one of the more disturbing acts of defiance to date, striking rat catchers, who have had increased workload as a result of the tons of trash piling up on the streets and therefore attracting more rats, threw the dead bodies of the rodents they caught at the City Hall building. CTG trade union representative Natasha Pommet told Euronews that the rat catchers wanted to show the hard reality of their mission and that it demonstrated the wider anger growing against the government over stagnating salaries amid the cost of living crisis. All this anger brings together all types of anger, she said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.